Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and you're a part of the best audience on the internet. In this edition, we're actually going to be looking at something that's a bit more of a deep topic. This is episode one of this podcast and I want to start it off with probably the thing that's the most important in my life, and that is faith, right? So in our life, we talk about how we are part of a lot of different systems that are way imperfect, right? Our government systems are not perfect, right? Our systems and our families are not perfect, you know, and even across a lot of our experiences, you know, with faith, they're not perfect as well, but they do help to make us better, right? So I want to talk a little bit about how, you know, my faith has impacted me and encouraged me to be better than who I was. It's one of those things where, again, we like to talk about the systems and people that you don't necessarily see or notice. And so in my case, if you were to walk around with me and talk with me, you might not notice that I do have a faith that I follow and I try to live by. And, you know, it's interesting we have that phrase, I try to live by it. I actually do live by it. It doesn't require me to be perfect. It encourages me to be more perfect. And that difference is pretty unique. So a part of my faith is this idea of repentance, right? So the idea is that when you have done something that is a violation of the commandments of God, right? And those are pretty highfalutin commandments, right? If you stop and think about it, right? Love God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength, and then love thy neighbor as thyself, right? Those two great commandments are things that just in an average day, I don't get right every time. But it's the sort of thing where I look at it as I have opportunities to improve. And I know that I can approach my Heavenly Father and improve on those opportunities for the next time. I can ask for forgiveness for not being able to fully take advantage of them or not being at the level I need to help make this world a better place with what I have capacity to do and work on becoming a better person. And so when we talk about systems and people, right, there's been a whole slew of mentors that have helped me over the years be able to approach my faith in a way that allows it to be a very constructive part of my life. I used to think that part of the repentance process involved being mad at myself, right? Oh, I violated a commandment. I didn't get it right. You know, I need to be upset with myself. And I've learned that, you know, there's a certain amount of feeling sad for not being where I want to be, but it's not being mad at myself. It's being able to allow me to move forward. And, you know, I heard somebody the other day tell that there were about 4,200 different religions on the earth, right? That's an incredible number, you know, and those are formally recognized religions. My personal perspective is that I believe each one of us has a relationship with our Heavenly Father, with God. Mine is one that I'm working on, and in the process of working on it, I find myself becoming a better person. And I hope that other people will take the opportunity to do it. But with 7 billion people on the planet and 4,200 religions, right, I kind of think that, you know, maybe it's not so much about I belong to this church or that church, but I'm exercising a system that is part of a religious perspective that enables me to grow and become a better person. And this is one of the things I do like about, you know, where I'm at. Now, if you wanted to know, the particular denomination I belong to is known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'd love to hear in the comments about what denominations others join and what they find that helps give them strength. That would be really neat to see and read wherever you happen to find this and leaving a comment. Because I live in an area, so I live in the Boise area. And what's amazing around here is we have a lot of people from a lot of different religions who are very passionate about their religions. But unlike what I've experienced elsewhere in the country and elsewhere in the world, they're not pushing their particular brand of faith. They're inviting, right? You know, they are very inviting, but it's not pushy. It's just like, hey, this is what makes me happy. And you're welcome to come and join us if you'd like to. And it's very, very nice that you can be able to discuss faith which is different than discussing religion. If we were to discuss religion, and we probably will on this podcast, this is only episode one, right? We might do it from the perspective of this religious system, this church, this believes XYZ, and this is how this functions and that sort of stuff. And those are the results. And remember, a lot of times the results of something, the conclusion that somebody gets to, is oftentimes more difficult to understand than if you understand how they got there and why they got there and how that, you know, impacts their life. Right. So it's very interesting living in a place where, you know, we sometimes discuss religion, but most of the times we discuss faith. And it's been so wonderful to be able to have that conversation with people who have an Islamic background, right, and are practicing, and people who have different Christian denominations and backgrounds and are practicing, and then, you know, they're the Latter-day Saints, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that are in the Valley, and be able to kind of compare experiences and discuss what it's like to be a part of a system that helps to make you more perfect and helps to improve your life. I used to often say that my religion helps me with my conscience, right? And I really hope that if you who are listening haven't found a faith yet that helps you develop your conscience so you can be the best person that you can be, please go look. And to offer a kindly invitation, you are always welcome to come join us at church. We would love to have you. The sign outside of each one of our church buildings has the name of the church and then it says visitors welcome. And I really do hope that if anybody does take advantage of that, that that congregation you meet really wants you to feel welcome. That'd be a pretty neat experience. So yeah, that's really it for this edition of Parking Thought. I wanted to share with you one of the systems that has impacted my life so much, and that is that system of repentance, right? That system of faith that I'm a part of and what it means to me. And if you want to share any part of what your faith means to you, please do so. I'd be happy to engage you. The podcast is small right now, and I do have time to read the comments. Well, this is the part where I finish off and I say this podcast can be delivered to your favorite device by using the subscribe links that you can find in the show notes over at parkingthought.com. Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?